Hi everybody, welcome to my channel. My name is Hannah OJ. So I watched The Other Black Girl, which is a new TV show that just came onto, if you're in the UK like me, Disney Plus, in the US, Hulu. It's based off of a book by Zakiya Dalila, or is it Delilah? I'm not sure. Harris. Zakiya Dalila Harris. We'll go with Delilah. So I've actually, well, read half of this book. I have a book club called Black Girls Lit. So it's a group of me and other black women, and we read books that are written specifically by black female authors. So we've actually read this book for book club, and a couple of the people in the group finished it, but the majority of us couldn't really get past the halfway mark. I'm not gonna lie to you. I really wasn't feeling the book. So as we go along, I'll explain why I feel like this concept worked much better for a TV show. And I had the exact same suspicion when I read the book with the group as well, because we were talking about the specific genre of black thrillers, and some concepts are just much better for visuals, I think, and it should be for a film or TV show rather than a book. And that was my exact suspicion when we read it. So when I saw the TV show, when I even saw the trailer for the TV show, I was like, I have a feeling I'm gonna like this better. And then when I watched the show, I was right. It was a good watch. I really enjoyed it. It's 10 episodes long, half an hour each, so it's a really, really easy binge watch. You can binge it in like a day. So let's get straight into it. Episode 1. So the story is based around the main character called Nella. Nella is played by Sinclair Daniel. So Nella is a black woman, and she works at a publishing company called Wagner Books. And the company is run by this white man called Richard Wagner. So it's his company. So with that in mind, you've got the typical people you'd expect at Wagner. You've got Nella's boss, who only seems to recognize the hard work she puts in when it's convenient for her. You've got the over-enthusiastic ally. You've got the one who's always trying to be down, quote unquote, and they're just always using a whole bunch of slang they have no business saying and are only saying because they're in the presence of a black person. You got your typical regular candidates. At Wagner, at one point, there was this editor who was a black woman called Kendra Ray, and that's kind of Nella's inspiration for staying in the company and, you know, trying to progress and work as hard as possible to get to the top. When you walk into Wagner, you see this whole series of photos of the big editors in the company, and Kendra Ray's photo is there. And every time she walks past it in the morning, she just like gives this little smile or acknowledges the photo in some way. Kendra Ray also edited Wagner's highest selling book, which was written by her best friend, also a black woman, called Diane. And we'll get into that later as the story progresses. But that is Nella's favorite book as well. So Kendra is clearly a huge inspiration to Nella. So one of the white women at the company hires a new assistant called Hazel. Hazel is another black woman. Nella is clearly ecstatic to see another black woman joining the office. So clearly another black woman hasn't been hired in the whole time that Nella's been working for the company. But yeah, like I said, Nella's clearly happy to see her, and she and Hazel hit it off straight away, it seems like. The way Nella went out with her best friend and her boyfriend afterwards, and they were celebrating the fact that another black woman was joining the office, it shows what a big deal it is to see someone that looks like you in the workplace. Because at the end of the day, you're at work more than you're at home, unfortunately. So as a black woman, you know, with all the nuances that are part of our experience, and when you're in a white space all the time, it can be tough. And sometimes you know, the only things that make the day go by that bit quicker is just having solace in another person who understands the experiences that you have at work, that will just get things in a way that your other colleagues won't. Someone that you can probably like, and this is, you know, obviously doesn't apply to every black person because obviously we're not a monolith, but it's even better if you have a black woman who also is into the same things you are, who understands, you know, the culture, and who, like, just there's certain things that you just get, like, so you almost become friends automatically because you have so much in common in comparison with your other colleagues. And it just helps you so much because, like I said, you're at work more than you're anywhere else. So that is the majority of your living experience, really, you at work. So yeah, it helps to have somebody else that looks like you around you 24/7. So I like the way that they did that to kind of make it clear how big of a deal it is when that happens. You know, unless you're a coon or an Uncle Tom, in which case you probably look at the other black person as competition. So this is exactly what I thought was gonna happen. And this is exactly kind of how the story, when you read the back of the book, is described to you, that the new black girl is actually gonna turn out to be an op. And then it just gets way darker than you can imagine. So the next day, Nella's boss, who is played by Bellamy Young, Melly from Scandal, sits Nella down to tell her that she's so impressed with her work that she's gonna talk to Richard and recommend that she gets promoted to an assistant editor position. So Nella is sitting there thinking like, finally, yes, my hard work is finally paying off, right? Then her boss, I think her name is Vera, tells her to give her feedback on a book that she's had to read and take notes on. And this book is written by their biggest selling author. Like, he's basically keeping the lights on at Wagner. He's called Colin something. I've forgotten his last name, but anyway, it's Kevin from The Office. So in Kevin from The Office's book, there's a character called Chartrisha. Chartrisha doesn't know her baby daddy's name. All her friends are crackheads. And her character is basically every negative stereotype that is offensive to black people, all wrapped up in one person. So Nella is like, what can I even say about this book that is positive? And this is all on the back of her boss saying that she's gonna recommend a promotion for her. So she's really like, oh God, this is not a good time to give my honest opinion. But Nella does give her her honest opinion, as she should. And Vera, like I said, Kevin from The Office being their biggest client, is nervous to tell him the real honest truth about his book. She wants Nella to act like she loves the book because part of excelling is learning how to be diplomatic, her exact words. And while that is 100% true, in any business, really and truly, you need to know how to be diplomatic in certain areas because, you know, given the God's honest truth without any tact, most of the time it's not really gonna help you. However, their job is also to think about the success of the book and the success of the author and the longevity of their career. They're all supposed to be bearing in mind their next book and their next book as well. That's part of their job, right? So please explain to me how it makes any sense for this man, a white man, to write a book that is so problematic, and you feel like the best way to go about it is to lie to him and tell him it's brilliant and wait for him to get cancelled. Like, how does that make any sense? Like, this whole thing with the book, every time Vera was doing something, I was just looking at her like, I feel like you can't be very in touch with what's going on now. I feel like that's the only way what she decided to do throughout the course of the series made any sense at all, is that she doesn't spend much time on social media and she's not really understanding of the current climate that we're living in. Because why would you think that it would be in your best interest or in Colin's best interest, Kevin from The Office, to not warn him that this is a huge issue, that this is very problematic. There's ways of being diplomatic, as she mentioned, and still telling the truth. You don't have to lie to be diplomatic. So I felt like Nella was doing her job by telling her the truth. So Hazel and Nella are still getting on really well. They're having coffee and they're laughing about all the other crazy white people in the office. And at one point, Hazel pulls the Burning Heart book out of her bag. And Nella's like, oh my God, that's my favorite book too. Ah! Like getting all excited and stuff. Like, oh my God, Soul Sisters. Nella also tells Hazel about her dilemma with Kevin from The Office's racist book. And Hazel basically encourages her to tell the truth and say that, you know, if this Chartrisha character is as bad as you say she is, then surely the author's only gonna be thanking you for saving his ass. And it was like my thoughts exactly. Like, she gave her good advice, but then with what happens afterwards, it's like, bitch. So basically they're having a party for this book. It's like, you know, champagne in the office, everyone's toasting, everyone's chatting, all doing all the fake phony small talk that you do at work parties. And Kevin from The Office is there. He's speaking to Vera, Nella's boss, and Hazel. And at one point, Nella goes over, I think Vera beckons her over, and she mentions that Hazel has read the book already. And Nella's looking at this bitch like, you've read it already? Because she only just told her about it that day. It's the same day that she told her about the book. So she's like, you already what? Like, do you know what I mean? She's just like, what do you mean you read it? So it's already feeling a bit funny. And then Kevin from The Office asked her her opinion of the book. And Hazel was like, you know what? I actually know that Nella had some really interesting thoughts. So she fully set Nella up. She didn't even give her own opinion first. She fully just redirected it to Nella, knowing that she was gonna tell the truth because she just encouraged her to tell the truth earlier that day. So Nella at first, you can tell, is trying to find a way, like she's kind of battling with herself on whether or not she's gonna be honest or whether she's gonna say it, but try and say it in a diplomatic way. But she eventually just said, listen, Chartrisha's problematic and she's dangerous. Like, there's things about her character that I just know black readers are not gonna like. And I don't feel like there's anything wrong with being, like I said, this is her job, you know? Like, I feel like coddling your client is a stupid idea. Like, it's not gonna benefit either of you. So I feel like she was right to be honest. I definitely wouldn't have lied. I think that if the author is asking her her honest opinion, and that is the glaring elephant in the room, it needs to be addressed. However, Hazel set that situation up on purpose to get Nella in trouble. And when they asked her her opinion, she said, oh, you know, like, Chartrisha didn't read that way to me at all. I enjoyed the book, blah, 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 just being a kiss-ass. And Nella's just looking at her like, nah, bitch, I know you did. Like, just get me in trouble. And the author, like, gives Nella this patronizing answer, like, oh, well, you know, like, basically he does that thing, like, oh, well, the other Blackie liked it, so psst, you must be tripping. Like, it's essentially what he said. Like, he was like, oh, well, you know, my books are not for everybody, but, you know, like, it is what it is. Like, maybe you just didn't enjoy it. Blah, blah, blah. Tried to act like he was, you know, being understanding or like, oh, it's whatever, but, like, he was butthurt. And then when he walked away, Vera looked at Nella and was like, we're gonna have to have a talk in my office tomorrow morning. And I was just like, oh my god. It was a tough one though, because I can't lie, in that situation, I'm one of those people that I don't like to offend people, but I very much struggle to lie when someone asks me a direct question about my opinion on something. You know, like, if you're asking me what I think of something, it's hard for me to just lie, you know, because you shouldn't have asked me if you didn't really want me to be honest. I always kind of have that in the back of my mind. Like, if you don't really want to know, don't ask, you know? So Nella is working in the office really late. She does this often, by the way. And I was looking at it like this, because their office building is kind of old. Like, it's quite an old office building. So I was looking at it like, I would never work here, even outside of these circumstances, this weird shit going on. I would never work in an office like this late. This is so creepy. And the lights be flickering and shit all the time. Yeah, fuck that. She was working way too late. She didn't care about her life enough, as far as I'm concerned. But yeah, anyway, she's working late in the office and she's leaving to go. So she gets her coat and there's a note in her pocket that says, leave Wagner now, like in capital letters. So that's where the episode ends. But in the back of her mind, given what just happened with Hazel, you know, she's probably wondering if it's Hazel that put the note in her pocket. So yeah, that's where the episode ends. And yeah, like I said, this concept really works visually on screen for me. I really enjoyed the show. I like that it's funny as well. Like, it's light humor that's not overdone. It's just perfectly in keeping with the tone of the show. It's just the right balance. And I think the acting is good too. Yeah, I just think everyone did a good job in this series. I genuinely enjoyed it, and I'm glad that they ended it at the end in a way where they left it open for season two, because I'm very much looking forward to season two if there will be one. It hasn't been branded as a mini series, so that is likely. So yeah, I'm gonna be doing it episode by episode, like I said. Please be patient with me, you guys, because I do work 9 to 5 and I will be doing it every weekend as opposed to during the week, because it's too difficult to do during the week. So I will be doing the next few episodes after. I'm going to do the first few episodes today, so you'll get these on YouTube, and then I'm going to do maybe 3 episodes next weekend, and then so on until I'm finished. So you guys are just going to have to be patient. But yeah, I would highly recommend The Other Black Girl if you haven't watched it. It's on Disney Plus, 10 episodes, half an hour long, like I said, an easy binge, really enjoyable. And yeah, comment below and let me know what you thought of my review and of the show. And also subscribe to my channel for more reviews. And yeah, in the meantime, see you guys later. Bye.